title of the message today, What Are You Thinking About? And we're always thinking about something, always have thoughts in our minds, probably looking at one another, or you observe people and you think to yourself, I wonder what they're thinking about, depending on how they perceive themselves. But what do you think about on a daily basis? Our brains, they work nonstop, and there is an extraordinary amount of thoughts that go on throughout the day. Simply Googling how many thoughts on average a person has in one day, we find a number in the thousands. According to successconsciousness.com, experts estimate that the mind thinks between 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. I know what you're thinking. How do they even come up with something like that? Or how would they even know that? Or who has the time to count all those thoughts, right? Well, that's pretty much an average. If we go by that, it's an average of 2,500 to 3,300 thoughts per hour, which is incredible. Now, there are other experts out there that estimate a much smaller number, around maybe as low as 6,000 thoughts per day, but nevertheless, it is still a large amount of thoughts per day, and there could be many reasons which would intensify one's thoughts, depending on the situation and depending on events that go on in one's life. Now, in another study, it was found that an average person has about 12,000 to 60,000, again, thoughts per day. And of those thousands of thoughts, they estimate about 80% are negative. And 95% were exactly the same repetitive thoughts as the day before. When we see what goes on in the world, it is no surprise that many thoughts are negative, with a lot of worry, a lot of pain, everything we see on TV, everything we see on social media, the constant fear that the God of this world instills in people's minds. And a lot of people don't even think about the fact that the God of this world is Satan. Now, God the Father doesn't instill these kind of thoughts in people's minds. Where does fear, where does that all come from? Now, a lot of negative thinking leads to negative action. Hence, the very things we read about in our weekly updates. There really isn't a whole lot of positive news in our weekly updates, is there? And I dare say about 90%, not just my estimate, of it is negative, which also affects our thinking because we don't have positive thoughts when we read what is going on in the world, do we? You know, every time we get a weekly update sent to us and those who are on the editorial team and we look through that to see if there's any mistakes, and in the end, if there isn't anything, say, oh, looks good. Wow. All the articles we see are not good. It's not good news. You know, but there's also a reason why we have the updates, why we have to be aware of what is going on in the world, because there is good news in the end. But with all this negativity that affects our thinking, because we do not have positive thoughts when we read about what is going on in the world, then we have to ask ourselves, what do we do to change that way of thinking? We see this negativity, but how should we think in the opposite way? The article points out to ask the questions, do you notice what kind of thoughts you think? If you pay attention to these thoughts, you would be amazed to discover that most of them are useless. They're unimportant thoughts, and they pass through the mind with a huge speed. These are words you repeat in your mind, comments the mind makes, repeating what you heard, said, questions, answers, and a lot of senseless wandering thoughts that you might not even be aware of. You're daydreaming, you know, you're sitting there and you just stare off into space, sometimes not really thinking about anything at all, or just a repetitive thing over and over and over again. You also get proof of the endless stream of thoughts when you try to study, or you solve a problem, or make a plan, obviously when you're in school, or when you're learning something. When you're reading something, a lot of thoughts go into mind even when you're reading. Could be something that you're not even reading about. But in a normal daily life, you might not always be aware of the endless thinking. Most of this thinking is an automatic process, a mental habit. It is only when you need to focus on some particular thing that you become aware of the many thoughts that keep distracting your focus and attracting your attention. This stream of thoughts goes on when you wake up, when you dress, when you eat, when you walk, work, drive, talk, shower, or have a bath. Oftentimes when you are alone and when you are in company. And these thoughts keep going until you fall asleep, even when you are asleep, even when you're dreaming. It's like a constant mental noise that goes on and on. Sometimes the endless flow of thoughts is tiring and it's exhausting, especially when you are anxious or when you're worried. Sometimes in order to draw attention away from these thoughts, people find other ways to try to solve problems, like drinking, like taking drugs, engaging themselves in hobbies or in various activities. But a lot of this, in a negative way, isn't always the right solution. Now, people who meditate regularly will agree that meditation slows the stream of thoughts. When the stream slows down, your mind becomes calm and peaceful. And this happens not only during meditation, but also at other times of the day. Now, this is still quoting from this article here. When the stream of thoughts slows down, you will be able to focus your mind on what you are doing without being distracted. And your mind can work better at studying, solving problems, making plans, doing your work, etc. The mind becomes a much more efficient and useful tool. Now, it is true that many times we have useless thoughts in our minds. And I say useless because it doesn't bring about any fruit. And we may think the same things over and over again, things that worry us, which could cause us anxiety and stress. But these are the kind of things we need to control. And in the end, it boils down to one thing, leaving it in God's hands. We think about things that we want to do, but then we don't end up doing it. We always have these plans. Oh, okay, I want to do this. I'm planning on doing this, but then never actually end up doing it. I'm not saying always, but that happens quite often. There may be irrelevant thoughts that we may be thinking. Proverbs 4:23. How do we deal with negative thoughts? Proverbs 4:23, we read, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." In other words, be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. Notice verse 24, "Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, your eyelids look right before you. Ponder or think about the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil." Controlling our thoughts is important, and we have to control it in some way. Now, sometimes we may be stuck in a mental fog, especially when we want to get something done. Like me, for example, coming up with a message, and I have no idea what I want to talk about. And then let alone having to come up with a title, it's probably the most challenging thing for me, because then you have to have an idea of what you're, you know, some kind of idea what you're going to be talking about. But that happens. I mean, I personally have to be in a zone, really, to then work on a message. It's difficult for me to just sit down and all of a sudden just type away, which some others may be able to do that easily. I, on the other hand, that's a little more challenging, so I think a lot more of what I want to talk about. And really, throughout the day, throughout the week, every time I'm always pretty much thinking about what would be a good topic or what would be something to address. In many cases, whatever situation we are in, we have help. So if I'm getting in a mental fog and I'm stuck on something, I need help. How do I ask for help? Thinking of a quick prayer in our minds will oftentimes result in a good outcome. And this is very true. And sometimes you may not even feel like or think about saying a prayer right that moment, but When you actually do that and you mean it, good things do come. Remember, God knows everything we do, even our very thoughts before we even ask. Turn to Psalm 139, verse 1. Now, we know David prayed a lot, as we read about. It was a lot of things on his mind. As he points out in Psalm 139, verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. So he's admitting right here that God knows everything that David is doing, everything that David is thinking. Verse 17, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. Not David isn't the only one that's thinking. God is also doing a lot of thinking. How great is the sum of them? If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting to eternal life. The end time goal. Everything that Dave is going through here is what we all go through. Everything he's talking about here is what we all go through. In Matthew 6:8, God tells us that he already knows what we think about, what we need before we even ask him. But he still wants us to do our part. He still wants us to ask him. It doesn't come to us in the silver platter, just expecting to get something when we don't even ask for it in the first place. He wants to see our efforts by having the faith and trusting in him. And as we just read about here in Psalm, God also thinks about us, what he has in store for us, what he hopes for us, in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. We think about God and his laws on a daily basis, and he thinks about us as well. As David explained, just how much God thinks about us and our plans, what he has for us. Now, of all the things that we think about throughout the day, one thing is for sure that should always be in our minds in every circumstance that we are in. How we live our lives, how we confront and tackle problems, when we are unsure how to react, and if we are stuck in a certain situation where we need answers. God should always be in the forefront of our minds in everything we do. Now, that isn't always easy. Yes, believe me, it's not. But do it more and more, and it becomes easier, and you'll see the fruits in our lives. As David told his son, going back to Proverbs chapter 4, as you read about there, David taught his son a lot of what he was hoping the son would become, just as David was doing in his life. So he told his son in Proverbs chapter 4, going back there again, but now in verse 20, he says, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. In other words, don't ever forget my words. Keep them always in mind. They are the key to life for those who find them, and they bring health to the whole body. The words that we hear in the messages, or that we talk about, and is the same exact way. Preaching the gospel, explaining the word of God, you know, to all those who are listening. And for those of us who are preparing the messages, it is the same kind of wisdom that we should be putting in our lives anyway. How do we control our thoughts and do our best to limit all that which is negative, that affect us in a negative way, that don't bring about good fruit? How do we fill our minds with good things? What should we be thinking about? So let's finish off in Philippians chapter 4, and verses 8 and 9. Philippians 4 and verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Think about all these things on this list. If you want to be happier in life, if you want to live a godly life, if you want to limit the anxiety and the stress and all negativity that is there, think about these things. Verse 9, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.